Spanish love affair running away with the Grade 3 Here Comes the Bride Stakes. That was back on February 27th at Gulfstream Park. It was her three-year-old debut. As you heard from Mark Cassie, that was Pete Aiello with the call. Owned by Michael Hernan, Gary Barber, and Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, Spanish Love Affair has really proven to be one hell of a bargain when you take a look at her sale price of just $35,000 as a yearling. She is now banked more than $127,000. She's 2 for 6 lifetime, and she is looking to add to her totals later today in the Grade 3 Regret Stakes at Churchill Downs. That's race number 8, mile and an eighth on the turf, and good to see her back in action. Michael Hernan is with me now to tell you more about Spanish Love Affair and everything that he has going on with his new Michael Hernan Bloodstock Agency. Michael, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Great to be back with you on a brisk, kind of gloomy day right now, but I like the temperature for racing later. It'll be in the high 50s and suits me better than 90. So excited about this filly, Spanish Love Affair. She had a tough go here in the Appalachian. She got slammed leaving the gate. She was basically eliminated. Jockey Chris Landeros took care of her and really just let her gallop around at the back. So she's had some time. She's been away 56 days. She's very well. She looks great. She's grown and lengthened. She's stronger. She's been here with Cassie assistant Alan Hardy, and his team have done an excellent job with her. And she went over to Churchill to David Carroll, Mark Cassie's assistant there, and she breezed well twice. So she's coming into this well. It's a very pivotal race for her, and we feel that she's going to give us a bold showing today in the eighth race at Churchill, post time 4:20 p.m.
Michael, you have been a believer in this filly from the very beginning, from the moment that she walked into the auction ring at Keeneland. Let's just walk back through what she has done in her career. She breaks her maiden at First Asking at Gulfstream by 11 lengths. She comes back in the Sharp Susan Stakes, and she wins that by a length and a quarter. She finishes second behind the ultra-talented Aunt Pearl in the Grade 2 Jessamine at Keeneland, comes back in the Juvenile Fillies Turf, and then wins the Here Comes the Bride to kick off her three-year-old campaign. Man, your belief and your faith in this filly has been justified in a big, big way.
Well, thank you. She, just going back a little before that, she was here at Keeneland in the September sale, and I gave Mark Cassie a push on the filly in the back walking ring. He looked at her. It was kind of with 30 seconds to go as she walked past him into the chute. Attractive filly. She had size and scope, quality, great class about her, great mind. And he looked at the book, and Mark said to me, I like her. And I said, well, if you buy her, I'll take half. And that's how the partnership initially developed. And after her maiden win by 11 at Gulfstream, we got a pretty good offer for the filly from Gary Barber and Aaron Wellman. And I decided to keep my half, which I still retain. Mark sold, and, you know, the filly then comes back, wins a stake in good fashion at Gulfstream Park. She comes here then to Keeneland and ran very nice behind the champion filly, turf filly of last year and Breeders' Cup winner, Anne Pearl. Yep. So, you know, that was a real tough race for her. But this is a rangy filly who I think her best races are ahead of her. She was drawn wide in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf and compromised a bit with a longer trip, but she ran creditably. She finished sixth. And then she came back, as you mentioned, and won her three-year-old debut, the Here Comes the Bride. But it should be pointed out that there was some interference on the far turn, and after a 9-minute steward inquiry, the filly was taken down. So she is placed fourth there through disqualification. And then she had this tough run here in the Appalachian. So this year it's been a bit tough for her so far, but third time lucky maybe today. We're looking for her to step up. She's trained well. She's coming into it well. She's a daughter of Cara Conti, triple grade one winner, super young stallion, in my opinion. I saw him in Chanty, France, with Alan Cooper. I liked him immediately, and he's developed well physically. He stands against way, and this is a daughter and she might be his best progeny yet. So we'll find out more about her today. And she is half to a Grade 1 winner who won the American Oaks, namely Spanish Queen. She's out of Spanish Bunny. And I got into my car leaving here at Keeneland that night, turned on the radio, and they were playing the nice song Spanish Lullaby, and that's kind of what led me into naming her Spanish Love Affair. So it's an evolving story. I think she's an improving filly, and I think she'll give a bold run today in the Regret. And Regret, of course, was the first female ever to win the Kentucky Derby. She wired the field that day. Only three fillies have ever won the Run for the Roses, and the other two are namely Genuine Risk and Winning Colors. Regret herself was a top runner. She was a very precocious two-year-old. She won up at Saratoga. She won the Saratoga Special, the Sanford, and the Hopeful, and she wired the field in the Kentucky Derby, and of course is a Hall of Fame inductee, and she's actually buried on the former Whitney property, which is now Gainsway. So I've often driven past her gravestone, and it'll be terrific to have that tied into the career of Spanish Love Affair.
Talking with Michael Hernan, who, as I told you earlier, has now started his own bloodstock agency after spending 24 years as the director of sales at Gainsway. He's taken all that experience and all that success, by the way, and now doing it on his own through Michael Hernan Bloodstock. And Michael's Spanish Love Affair, I think you kind of have a bit of an Irish love affair with her, and rightfully so, because she is gorgeous and she has been really good, hoping to put it all together in the Regret. She is not the only filly that you have had your eyes on that you have picked out at the sales and had success with, and there are many more going to be coming to buyers around the country as they start to take a look at the Michael Hernan Bloodstock consignments. Tell me more about what's going on with you.
Well, you know, it's a new day. Last year was a tough year. We had COVID, and then in July I parted ways with Gainsway and sold a very nice filly in the September consignment out of the mare I'd purchased, named Belovida, and that was a quality road filly. She was bought by Bob Baffert and Donato for $1 million. And, you know, so she's a good prospect. And then, you know, I had great luck with the pivotal filly, Monomoy Girl, who I co-bred with Brendan and Olive Gallagher. And, she, you know, we bought the mare very right, signed the ticket at $80,000 for her, and we sold her back at Fasig Tipton, and she was bought by Bridlewood Farm with George Isaacs doing the bidding, and Summerwind Farm were the underbidder, and she made $1,850,000. So that put me in a spot to proceed with some of my own bloodstock investments. And, you know, that was preceded by breeding Zazu, the dual Grade 1 winner by Tappet. So I've been lucky with fillies, and that's not to say that, you know, a good colt isn't on my resume either. But I'm doing, you know, bloodstock work. I was at the sale in Maryland. I got outbid on a very nice filly by Quality Road. I'll go to the June sale, have a good look around there. I did buy a nice filly out of that sale last year, who's now named Taken to the Cleaners. And she won her debut at Indiana Grand by 9 lengths. She's trained by Ethan West, and she's scheduled to possibly run back in an allowance non-winners of one next Saturday, June 5th, Belmont Day, at Churchill. She will run on the grass. Daughter of Secret Circle, looks like she wants to go long, and she's highly promising in my opinion. And then I've got a couple of pinhooks out of the yearling sales selling in June in the OBS sale. You got Hip 75, a nice Caracanti filly, and Hip 683 is a good daughter of Tonalist out of a top runner in Rapid Rhythm. So that's what's going on there. I sold a filly in Europe yesterday in the Arcana sale. And actually, additionally to Spanish Love Affair, I happen to have got lucky and purchased Callista She was pregnant to Shackelford, her now two-year-old soul, very well in April. And she is the dam of number five in the regret, namely Barista, who races for Maya Comet Farm, Bill Harrigan and partners, trained by Jimmy Baker. And she was a strong second recently in the Edgewood, grade two. So this makes this young Tappet mare a graded stakes producer. And Barista is going to run well today. She'll like the nine furlongs. And maybe she'll get on the board and get additional graded black type, or possibly they'll run one too. So fingers crossed for her too.
Yeah, it could be a very big day for Michael Hernan and his newly created Michael Hernan Bloodstock. And as you heard him say, he'll be busy at the sales coming up throughout the summer. Michael, I assume we're going to see you at Saratoga at some point too?
Yeah, well, it's an old favor. I've been going there every year since I arrived in the U.S., and I'd hate to miss it. It's got great charm and charisma. It's great atmosphere. At this point, I know pretty much all the trainers and so forth, and it's an exciting place, and it's, you know, I love early mornings there and seeing the horses train into the top races, see them develop, and you know, it's as good a place as you could be here. It's got a strong European feel to it. And it's, you know, a definite no-miss on the calendar for me. And, you know, hopefully I'll be there for both sales, the main yearling sale as well as the New York bred sale. And then maybe make a trip out to Del Mar and see the scene there a little bit. Bing Bush was here the other day at Keeneland and had a good chat with him, and then my friend Owen Harty is based out there training, and so, you know, again, know several people in the game based there, and it's a different scene. You've got the Pacific Ocean, and it's got a lot of its own charm, so hopefully this year I'll be free to be able to spend a few days on the shores there and see some good racehorses, and then come back in here for the main sale at Keeneland September, and, you know, in a different role instead of being at a barn selling under one banner. I hopefully will have some orders to buy and try and find some good value and some horses to breeze back and some horses to go onto the track directly and race.
Well, you can't do better if you're looking for somebody to represent you at the sale. I promise you that. Michael Hernan is the way to go. Michael, listen, I appreciate the visit this morning. All the best with Spanish Love Affair and all your horses later today. Let's go win a graded stakes at Churchill.
You got it. Thanks very much. Appreciate the time, and look forward to seeing you soon.